You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Tom Morley with you on the latest edition, and we're looking ahead to Wednesday's racing, and quite a busy day on Wednesday as well. We've got action at Musselburgh, Chepstow and Nottingham in the afternoon, and then through the course of the early evening and late evening, I suppose, Newcastle, Chelmsford and Dundalk. So quite a busy day on Racing Radio. Join myself, Alex Dunn, in the presenter's chair, with Ross Briley and Chris Pimlott tomorrow for all of the action. Tom Morley, how the devil are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex.
Hang on, I'll put your fader up. That'll help, won't it? Tom Morley, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex.
Oh, dear. It's how long have I worked here? Goodness gracious me. Yeah, you've had a good time of things recently, haven't you? On the owning front.
Yeah, they usually run quite well when I'm in the office, to be honest, which I can hope that can carry on. Yeah, it's not been a bad year. Bought a few more last week to add to the string. Didn't seem to get rid of much.
Unraced or?
No, most of them are, well, all of them are used.
Right.
from a variety of places, but I think we might have picked up about 10. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And is the plan to go, well, I suppose it'll be different for all of them, but will there be in action over the winter? Or?
I think some will. To be honest, certainly Stuart was saying to me that I needed to go down and see him this week and go through every horse we've got and try and work out which are going to carry on over the winter or which are going to have a holiday or when some of their holidays are going to be. Mm. Because he's probably a little worried at how many I've got now, I think.
Are they all with Stuart Williams? Or some of them are
half and half overall and half and half from what I bought as well. So okay. There was one that both of them liked, so they flicked a coin to see who would get it.
Oh. It's quite amicable, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's all a team effort.
Who won?
Robert won.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
So keep your eye on a Robert Cowell runner that Stuart Williams likes later on in the season. But no, good stuff. We're going to focus on two races, one at Nottingham, one at Chelmsford. Before we do, it's only right to touch on the Melbourne Cup.
Yep, I was up early.
Were you? Did you actually watch it live?
No. I watched it on record before I left to come up here.
That's nice. You see, I didn't sleep particularly well last night, and it got to sort of 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I thought, I could just stay up now. I'm quite glad I didn't in hindsight. But Cross Counter, the winner.
Yeah.
A winner for the UK, which is great.
Yeah.
A winner for Charlie Appleby, who's had an incredible season.
Yeah.
And the horse came absolutely flying down the outside.
Which, considering it didn't look like a quick pace and stuff, so it's done pretty well. Obviously, it was unfortunate about the one that broke down, and I think that possibly did get in the way of the winner to some
Cliffs
degree.
Of Moher, who unfortunately did lose his life. Yeah.
But no, it was a strong finishing effort from the winner. But of course, as you say, the UK runners dominated proceedings because we had, Marmello in second.
Or 1-2-3 in the end.
And yeah, exactly. So, and yeah, a Prince of Arran, as it's now known, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
What that's, I don't know what that's about. Is there a Prince of Arran down there already
there must be, yeah.
But yeah, as I was watching it, I thought, blimey, Prince of Arran's going to come. And then I thought Marmello, neither of them are going to win.
No, but it was a really, really nice performance. And Charlie Appleby, what a season he's had.
Yeah, I mean, okay, obviously he gets access to a lot of very well-bred, beautiful horses. But, you know, it takes more than just actually putting them in a barn and bring them out now and again. You've got to manage them for a start.
Yeah.
And clearly that horse in particular has been targeted towards that race. Its campaign, it was attractively weighted, wasn't it, for the race? There was clearly some thinking behind it, and yeah, he's had a cracking season.
We're going to focus on two contests. We start at Nottingham, the 2:15, with the Lady Cecil handicap over 5 furlongs. 7 of them set to run here, with what may be one of the outsiders of the field, Gracious John, coming to try and win it again. Won it in 2016. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, my selection item, it's a decent enough sprint. It's going to be the three-year-old Kick On. This colt, I mean, he showed a lot of promise as a two-year-old. Opened his three-year-old career in July at Windsor, won an all-age handicap, was well back that day, quick pace, did get a little tired towards the end, but still saw it out nicely. And you'd have anticipated him, well, living up to his name, kicking on from that run. But we didn't see him until he was sent off favourite at Wolverhampton the start of September, and he got stuck wide, no cover, finished last, found to be coughing after the race. Don't know if that was due to him being ill or just because he had swallowed Kickback. But fairly quickly came back out. 3 weeks later, went to Leicester, ran a good race, finished fourth, looked like the winner, just got tired late on once again. And then last month, went to Leicester again and finished third behind Encore d'Or. I think that was a pretty decent race against mostly older horses. And generally, I would have said that was a stronger contest than this. You do have one of his opponents, Mirza, was just ahead of him in second. But, I mean, Mirza's an old lad now. I think my selection, Kick On's got much more potential to grade higher. Though, obviously, we have to respect a horse who has served, you know, connections even.
Nice.
so well over the years. But, yeah, I think Kick On has got more just scope to improve than, you know. And of the rest, Flying Pursuit's the highest rated, isn't it? But I think that one needs a bit of rain. Best runs this year have certainly been with plenty of cut, and I think he also prefers a furlong further. Copper Knight remained in good heart since winning at York last month. Just think he's a bit vulnerable off his revised mark. Tarentum Star, pretty average form most of this year. Gracious John, as you said, won it in 2016 when ridden by this jockey indeed, but was well beaten behind Kick On last time. And Ornate has been just disappointing this season, even after the wind surgery. So, I'd certainly be hopeful Kick On can close out probably the turf campaign with a victory.
Okay. Worth noting, just on the website I'm looking at, if you go back through Gracious John's form, because you mentioned the same jockey, who's Mrs. Catherine Begley.
Yep.
Formerly, that was Catherine Glenister.
Yes.
Who was an apprentice, and now she's obviously got married and is now an amateur. Now, just looking back on the website I'm looking at, it does actually say it's changed them all to Mrs. Catherine Begley.
Right.
But just worth bearing in mind, if it is something that's going to confuse you in time.
Yeah.
If you didn't already know. But the selection, Kick On.
Kick On for me.
Lovely stuff. The 750 at Chelmsford is coming up next. That's what it's not going to go next, but it's what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
A mile and two, the trip for this one. Interesting look to it, this one, because you've got a few who are blatantly improvers and some that are going to have to improve, and some who've probably already shown their hand and are looking for some kind of bounce back. I'm looking at In the Red in particular, and probably the Eagle's Nest as well. They need to show a little bit more, but some really intriguing three-year-olds in this.
Yeah, and to be honest, this race, well, as soon as I looked at it, it confused me, because I'm sure it said 0 to 78. Well, Monoxide's 80.
Mm.
So I don't know what that's all about for a start. But anyway, my selection in this contest is the top weight, the three-year-old Monoxide. Now, he's one of the lightly raced ones. Didn't make the racetrack at 2. Started out Newmarket, mid-division. Second start at Sandown was when we had first glimmers of ability shown. That was a good second position there. Improved for the step up to this trip. Finished his race nicely. And at Newbury on the third start, short price, finished fifth, but met lots of trouble in running that day.
I napped him that day, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you're to blame. he would have gone close, wouldn't he, with a clear run that day. Given a break, and then he reappeared at Sandown again in September, handicap debut. He was a bit of a boy that day, so would be reassuring to see him perhaps walking around on just four legs before the race.
Mm.
He lacked a change of pace in the race, but that being said, I think this race at Sandown was good. Certainly for its class, it was decent quality. You got the winner was sold for $250,000 last week, the second sold for $200,000 last week, the third's a bit of a nutter, and the fourth sold for $80,000 last week. So I just think this race is much easier, and I think Monoxide will relish the drop in class. And as you say, of his rivals, we've got a right mix. I mean, Global Art finally came good in August here, but has been disappointing since. Rubenzian, yet to win this season. Haven't seen him since July. Eagle's Nest, well beaten in weaker contests. In the Red, that's what you'd be if you'd been backing him.
Mm.
Captain Pugwash was in good form when last seen, but that was in the spring. New trainer here. Footsteps Forever, lightly raced. I think could be one of the main dangers, judging on her second place at Wolverhampton last week. But I think Minoxide's just a better horse to her. Epitaph hasn't been seen since June. Pink Phantom's been just comfortably beaten since winning here in September. And Miss Blondell, yeah, I guess that one could go well. Did finish fourth at Kempton a couple of weeks ago, but that was her first run for nearly a year. Maybe some improvement. But she must be very fragile because she hardly runs at all.
Mm.
So I'm going for Monoxide.
There you go. Monoxide the pick for Tom Morley at Chelmsford. That's in the 7.50. And the 2.15 at Nottingham were with Kick On, Kick On. Hopefully at least one winner there for your listeners on Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening, of course. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you soon, listeners, on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.